The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Yes, indeed. That's us, guys. Radio Boomers Live coming to you from Southern California. And Retha is Retha's busy doing a movie. And we have the amazing Denise Millay-Brookhart on with us today, the multi-talented lady. Denise, you on with us?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yay, Denise. Such a brief intro. Talking about multi-talented, I'll tell you, I could go on for hours just talking about your bio. I mean, I don't know how you do it, Denise, but you're an amazing lady and so multi-talented. Must be nice. Do you kind of float around the room knowing how in need you are for, you know, like all your gifts and talents? I mean, does it stop
thank
anywhere?
You. You know, I'm just so grateful. And it's the team behind me that really makes all of this possible. You know, Eric and the Easy Way family and yourself and everyone working together under God for a greater purpose to help others and put positive out there, positive reinforcement.
That's right. And now we can help God with the technical age with all this stuff that's going on. It's amazing. We got all these events, and we got Dave's book signing coming up on December 7th. And that's gonna be pretty cool over at the Barnes & Noble.
That's going to be fantastic. They're going to have a red carpet there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gold carpet. Well, gold carpet.
Gold. Yeah, eat gold for God.
Event. Yep. September 17th, we got the IHP Global event and conference, an Easy Way Golden Gala at the Fashion Island. That's going to be at the Fashion Island Resort. EasyWayPromotions.com, EasyWayInfo.com, and Radio Boomers Live is what's going on now. And Denise and I are going to knock your socks off. We got some interesting stuff going on today. And with that, Denise, let's roll into our hot topic time. And chat a little bit.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
So, Denise, we made it through our Thanksgiving, and it was a little bit stormy out there, a little bit of rain, which was kind of needed. I mean, people say, oh, the rain caused the mudslides because the rains burnt away all the grass, and then from that, the mudslides and this and that. But, you know, overall, you got the yin and the yang with anything, because with the rains, that kind of knocked out the fires, if there were any left. And it also kind of cleans everything off. And it kind of, like, gets you out of the drought situation. How you doing out there, Denise? You got any kind of droughts going on out your way?
No, we actually had a tornado watch the other day. It downpoured so hard over in the state of Arizona. Normally there's monsoons during this summertime, and it had to have been the driest summer I've ever experienced in Arizona. And
wow.
Of course, now we're getting the rains in October, November, and it was just, you know, I was so scared. Tornado watch, there's no basements in Arizona.
Yeah, no basements. Yeah, not like the East Coast. And, you know, the thing is, we never had any, but, you know, I don't know if I was living in a state that always had tornado watches and tornadoes, and then you see the depth, I don't know if I want to stay there. You put the cup of coffee up on the countertop, or I mean up on the dashboard, it slips off. You're not going to put it up there again. I think I would think about moving. What do you think about that? I mean, if you had floods in a certain area, it's like time to go somewhere else, you know. I don't know, whatever. But I hate to say, Retha doesn't want me talking about this stuff, but it gets kind of boring out here, Denise. You wake up every day, you look outside, it's about 78 degrees, sunny, no humidity. you know, once in a while you get a little rain, but in Southern California, it's pretty much the same all the time. And I know Arizona, a lot of people are moving out to your spot out there. Something must be going on because they seem to love Arizona.
It's beautiful. The weather is, you know, 70s and 80s throughout most of the year. It's just in the summer when it gets that unbearable heat where you go to San Diego or you go over by you and have a nice vacation for the summer, get the kids and go.
Well, what about the levels? I hear that if you go to Arizona, you can pick a spot if you want warm and flat, or if you want a little bit cool, you go up a little bit. Isn't, you know, like Flagstaff or so on and so forth, it gets cooler, right?
Well, in this state, they have all the climates, which is beautiful. So if you're looking for snow, you are correct. Flagstaff is the place. They have snow and ski lodges up there right now. And that's only a three-hour drive to where I am in the Phoenix area. And right now, it's about, 75, you know, degrees in December.
So from where you're at to go up to Flagstaff, that's not 3 hours, is it?
3.5 hours. That's it. You know, if you don't get traffic and literally, so you're from, you know, you can go swimming if you're an East Coaster and come over here. I can't deal with the cold water, but, you know, a lot of people come over here and go swimming for Christmas.
Well, so as you go up, the prices go up?
Oh, yeah. Well, Flagstaff used to be very affordable. And then, as you know, people move in and they build their lodges and they build their communities and the prices go up. So now it's very unaffordable for the normal person. But again, you can still go up there and have a great day and come home.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is the rumors are a lot of people are moving to Arizona. It's, you know, it's a little bit more affordable and you have such a variety. And
Tucson funny. With
Denise,
the vineyards and the equine that we were talking about, just beautiful.
It's funny. They talk, oh, it's getting so crowded. Okay. Years ago, they said, as a spec buyer, I used to buy properties, different areas. And I had brokers in different states, and they called me up. Hey, I found a cool spot, you know. And they said, Laughlin, got to come to Laughlin. Got to hurry, though, because everything's going to be gone. So I get in the plane. I'm flying over there. I'm looking down at just this overcrowding. Basically, you see nothing. It's, what is it, kind of a rust color. Just hills and mountains and nothing for hours. And then there's a little dot and that's the big city. And they go, there's Laughlin. So I got to hurry up and get down there before there's nowhere left to build. That's amazing how they, you know, like Reno, when I lived in Reno, but I don't know, there's a lot out there. There's no overcrowding. We got a long way to go before we have overcrowding. And I think that'll never happen. You go to most countries,
no.
95% of Russia and France and everywhere is like, there's nothing there. So that's not a problem, guys. So don't worry about overcrowding. And if you do go to buy a vacation home or something, think a little bit about it because, you know, that place is going to be sitting there empty most of the time. Most people don't go, you know. They might go up there once a year. But with that, we're going to roll into... let's hit the news a little bit here, Denise, real quick. Okay.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EZWay Promotions.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Yes, indeed.
Have you had your Boomer Boost today, Mr. Zuli?
I got to tell you guys, I just blew right through my hot topics and all the news and everything because I just like talking to Denise. Her and I could talk for hours. And you know what, Denise? You asked me that question. I'm going to tell you what happened. I thought, I can't do the show unless I get my Boomer Boost drink. So I rush over, and I'm opening everything up, dumping it in there, and trying to shake it, looking at the clock. And I pick up the phone, and there is 30 seconds left till showtime. And I was, like, trying to get this stuff mixed and put together and get the show going here. But, yeah, I got it next to me, and I'm going to – I don't miss my Boomer Boost. It starts the motor. And as far as the news goes, guys, I'll just hit you with the economy is doing great. People are out shopping. They're worried about the malls. Nobody will be shopping. The spirit is out there. People want to get out in the stores. They want to shop. And they anticipate a overall good economy. I'll go over that. But with that, we have a very interesting young lady coming on with us, Jennifer Schultz. And she is Miss Resilient. I'm not going to go over all the stuff, but she's no stranger to starting over. She can. She's, like I say, Miss Resilience. She's a believer. And in the world of first impressions, are formed within seconds. We all know that. And that's a fact. And Jennifer uses her talents and passions to help CEOs, industry leaders, and influencers elevate their style, engage with their community, and create connections that build legacies. Now, that's interesting. And makes dreams come true. Now, that's what people have is dreams, but they don't follow through with them. They turn on the light bulb and fades away. Well, she is the kind of lady who can get those dreams. You know, you follow your dreams and she will get them fulfilled. Her online VIP styling experience is helping so many elevate their style all over the world. She is international. Known as a philanthropist, Jennifer speaks on stages, produces red carpet fashion galas, and companies wanting to create a legacy in their charity and organizations ready to increase their impact, influence, and income. She's working with a variety of organizations throughout Southern California, including the Boys and Girls Club, the American Heart Association, Cancer, Schumacher Act Today for Autism. Oh, I have to talk to her about that. I was a major, that was my major at Cal State Fullerton. She makes frequent guest appearances on talk shows. You know what? If I go on and on, she won't have any time to come on the show, so I'm going to bring her out. Jennifer, you on with us?
Hi, yes, I am.
There she is.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Jennifer.
Good morning.
This is Denise. Hi. Denise Brookhart.
Thank you.
Jennifer Schultz.
Yes. Hi,
Lou. And
Thank
Jennifer. Thanks for coming on a little bit, and let's see if we can get you a little bit louder so we can hear
okay.
All your cool stuff.
Is that
so
better?
Try that. Yeah, that's a little bit
is that,
better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I didn't say everything because, you know, I want to let you bring some of that out, but you are familiar with the word resilience, and I guess that's kind of your middle name a little bit. You've been through your trials and everything, and a lot of people have, and you're raising two two beautiful children, and you had your issues with health, which I have. But
yes.
We found out that you just keep moving forward. Like, you know, if you want to follow your dreams, and that's what you teach, you have to be resilient and just keep moving forward. So what gave you all that to not give up and to just keep working at it and not getting depressed and just saying, oh, the heck, this isn't going to work? You just didn't give up. You wouldn't give up, and you just keep moving forward. Where do you think you got all that resilience from?
I really, really have to give all the glory to God, because, and yeah, I do, because there's no other explanation for it.
I like that answer.
And I, you know, it's funny. It's not funny, but this morning I'm not feeling, today's not a good day for me, but this morning at probably 6:30 a.m. I was up and I had a moment where I just said, you know what, just quit, just be done. You're having a hard time. You're dizzy again. You can't speak well. You're supposed to be on the show and you can't even talk. And then literally probably 3 minutes, 5 minutes later, I was turning on, you know, to watch my coach. And then I turned on Stephen Furtick to hear his message and prayer, you know, and pray. And so I realized quickly that I do have those thoughts go through my head. We all do. But at the same time, I'm too driven, and I know God has put a desire in my heart to do more, to be more, and to make a difference in this world. And I feel like if I were to quit, I would just be completely giving up on God and sinning.
Yeah, I love it. This is what it's, see, this is what's called the good stuff. You see, when people hear this kind of stuff, so many people probably raise their eyebrows and go, oh, she got up like that too? Yeah, Jennifer goes through that. She got up and had a bad day, and she felt like giving up. And believe me,
well,
you
would never know it to meet Jennifer. You know, the way Jennifer holds herself, she looks in perfect shape. You know, she carries herself beautifully. She treats the janitor like the president, and she's just kind to everyone. And, you know, she has a new channel coming out. And I'm very interested for her to tell you about this channel on Easy Way.
Well, I'm really excited.
Fashion, fitness, and flavor. Yeah, tell us about it.
Finance and all kinds of good things. It's really exciting. And I just want to point out, thank you, Denise, for saying that, because I believe being kind is a part of why good things are happening to me. And this new show coming out, I think, is going to really make a difference, because we are going to be talking about things like fashion, because we all love fashion, women in particular, we love fashion and we want to be in style and we want to know how to dress regarding our body shape. But also at the same time, I think women need to understand more about finances, because unfortunately a lot of women haven't been taught, and we're going to have some powerful speakers to teach on how to be entrepreneurs and, you know, what to do and where to go. And then fitness, of course, we've got to stay in shape. Like you said, even though I don't feel good, I eat clean, and I make sure that regardless of how I'm feeling, even though I want to stuff my face with maybe cookies, I don't do it, because that's going to, you know, aggravate my situation. So we've got to have these, you know, important things. So fitness, finance, fashion, and then we've added flavor so we can bring on some good other, you know, some fun other things, like some cooking and some beauty and hair and just some other topics that I know women are going to really, really enjoy. And it's going to be positive, it's going to be encouraging, it's going to be uplifting, and nothing negative. So I'm so excited to start this show in January. We're going to launch it.
You know,
so,
Jennifer, what you're saying is touching a lot of people, and it is a balance. It's, you know, like I've always taught Eric, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And, you know, you mentioned you have to have the diet part of it. I think God wants that in our minds. You know, without that, you can think positive and do everything else, but you kind of crumble a little bit. But even with the diet, you eat healthy, you exercise, you could still have the mental part of it. And it seems, to, you know, all right, I'll just share this with you real quick. I mean, you're our guest. and I want you to talk, but I have to share this before I forget it. My dad used to tell me, because I had properties, and then I lost all the properties because of Katrina, lost about 10 homes. And then I had a few left in Florida, and then the 08 recession knocked those out. So I'm thinking, oh, well, I remember my dad said, you think you have troubles till you lose your health. Well, and then 8 months later, I got hit with this massive record-breaking amounts of lymphoma, they told me. And when they told me, he's looking down at the floor saying, this is going to be real hard to beat. And I'm thinking, okay, so I lost the homes. So now I'm going to deal with this. I'm fine. This will be fine. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. I changed that. And I hope my dad's not upset. He said, you think you got troubles till you lose your health. And I kind of changed it to, you think you have troubles till you lose your faith. And with all the stuff that Jennifer's going through and Denise and myself and Eric and every human being I know is going through stuff, boy, if you don't have that faith, then you really kind of fall on thin ice. And
I totally, 100% agree with you. If I didn't have my faith right now, and to be honest with you, since I've been dealing with my health issues the past 3 years, my faith has gotten stronger. My walk with God has gotten stronger. And I know God is healing me. And like you said, it's about the mindset. And even with my online VIP styling experience I do with my clients, we end up talking more about mindset than we do fashion, because it's all about mindset. And as long as we keep our faith and have a good mindset, then all things are possible through God.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
All things possible through Christ, which strengthens you. And, you know, then there's the part that there's a little scripture, but people say, yeah, but that's for later. It goes, for your anguish, rejoice. The glory I have for you in heaven will be far greater. So if you ever get a chance, look up little Teresa the Rose. And this little lady was amazing. She was a young girl, always sick, hurt, pain, and everything, couldn't breathe right. And she said, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to carry this cross. And if it's for me to be delivered into your arms, let me still carry the cross of those who can't carry their own down on earth, you know. And wow, that's a strong little girl, but you are resilient and you hang in there. So even,
you
know, you go through these times, like today you wake up, but it's like you're almost like an example, and people see what you're going through, and then you're still doing the fashion and everything. And
it's phenomenal. It really is, Mr. Zuli. And Jennifer has been an Easy Way member for quite some time now, and she's been a Easy Way family. And Jennifer, what's your experience with Easy Way, just so we have other listeners know if they're interested and are looking to become part of our family?
Oh, wow. You know what, Denise? My experience with Easy Way is exactly what it says, Easy Way. It's made it easier. You guys have been so supportive of me with my health issues and supporting me, encouraging me. And again, when I think, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm like, no. I've got this big Easy Way family behind me. They're supporting me. And I believe that God brought you guys to me. So if there's anyone listening who's even on the fence about it, I would highly encourage you to become a member, because you're going to gain a whole new community and a whole new family of people. And sometimes being a lot of times being an entrepreneur is a lonely place, and you don't have to be a lone wolf when you have Easy Way behind you. You've got support. And Eric is great. Denise, you're great. And, you know, Eric's, if I call him, and he's told me, he's like, look, I've told him, I said, I don't understand this. You got to help me because I don't get it. He's like, no problem. I'll explain it to you. So even if you don't understand it like me, just do it. Take a step. Take faith, like you were talking about. And, you know, take a leap of faith and just do it. Just become a part of it and see what happens in 2020, because I believe it's going to blow your business up. At least I know it's helping
definitely.
My business.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I've had phone calls, and they change people's lives. But you, you're inspirational, and you know, you're paving the way for other people. When they hear that, they can relate to it, because it's not a perfect world out there. And sometimes people think, oh, the stars and the people that are out there, they don't have problems. And you're accomplishing so much when you have your issues, you know. And like they ask. I forgot Well,
you could be feeling bad, but you can look great with Jennifer Styles.
There you go. Winston Churchill. That's what I was trying. They had him fly over from England to Yale to speak. And he got up and he said, never give up. And he sat down and he said, wait a minute, this guy traveled 3,000 miles or more. And that's all he said. And they asked him to come up again. So he got up to the podium and he said, never give up. And he went to sit down again. And that was his point. In other words, you might forget a long speech I might give you, but you'll remember that. And like you just said, you don't give up. You keep trying. And here you are, you know, leaving your legacy.
So where can we find you, Jennifer, to look at your website or, you know, besides being on Roku now, you know, coming up within the new year? How can we get a hold of you?
Okay, so super easy. My all my social media is Jennifer Schultz, Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-Z. So Jennifer Schultz. My website is Jennifer.
If you quit, what would you really be doing? What makes you want to quit?
I think we're Mr. Zuli, you still there?
Yeah. I was just reading some of the. She's getting a lot of response. It said, Jennifer, if you quit, what would you really be doing? What makes you want to quit, and do you feel like you will fail? Well, maybe that's somebody that's just. Let's see.
Commenting on the messages.
I've read that. Oh, that's from Josh Moreland.
I didn't understand the question. I didn't hear it.
Well,
can you repeat it?
Basically, it's like, why did you get up and want to quit? Well, it's kind of like because after a while you get kind of overburdened with a lot of stuff. I guess this would be your answer, right?
I got up because I feel good. I deal with fatigue and chronic dizziness in my brain. And when I'm dizzy at times, I can't focus and I can't think. And so I felt like, what's the point? Why am I doing this? But then I'm reminded that this didn't happen to me. This happened for me. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that are dealing with health issues similar to mine or worse than mine. And I want to be a light for them. And like
there
I said, I want to make a difference. You know, I really, really do. And
guess what you're doing this morning?
Making a difference, I hope.
You're making a difference.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's how we manage our mind.
Yeah.
It is how we manage. We have to manage our mind. So I had to manage my mind fast. Like, I had to get out of that mindset and turn on, like I said, Joel Osteen or Joyce Meyer, Stephen Furtick or, you know, my coach, Shanda, or whatever, something that was going to change my mindset. And that's what I do. I change my mindset quickly.
Yeah. What's your faith?
And God also says, from the fruit of your lips, I create. So if you speak positive, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be, you know, positive. Then, of course, it's going to happen for you.
Absolutely. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope in a future when we go to him. So I have to continue praying and go to him and asking him to heal me. Even though I believe he's healing me, I don't talk it as if it's not happening. I say, thank you for healing me, God. Thank you today for healing me, not please heal me. Because I know he's doing his job. I can't see what he can see.
I'll tell people it's not your prayers that make a difference. It's the belief in your prayers. It's when you pray, you believe.
We have to believe.
And you have that. And, you know,
and
he won't put you past your limit, you know. He won't put that extra straw on that you can't handle. And, you are an inspiration, and you've made a difference just this morning. I'm so glad we had you on, and I want to have you back because – all the stuff you're doing, how can we do that in 15 minutes? How can we go over all that? What we did in our 15 minutes, it was very good, Jennifer. I'm so glad we had you on. And
thank you. Thank you.
Just a pleasure.
So it did. You were our light today.
Really thank you. I want to say if anyone wants to reach out to me with questions about health, please do. Feel free to email me at Jennifer at JenniferSchultzStyle.com.
Jennifer.style.com. All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for coming on, because we know you're a busy lady and we really appreciate it. And we'd like to have you back again and again and again.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
And I'll tell you what, that was that good, Denise, or what? Was she is?
Oh, she is just when you get to meet Jennifer, you're taken to just a happy place. Jennifer is so delightful and bubbly and kind. Kind is really what, you know, is the word for Jennifer. Kind. She loves all people and animals. Remember we ran into her at the hotel? The church that she was dealing with was being reconstructed, and Dr. Dante Sears was there, and she found her in the bathroom, and it was just by coincidence that we were in the same place at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Well, this is really... We have to have her back. She was very good. She's very inspirational. But I think we have a commercial coming up here. Let's see what we got. We'll turn it over to our engineer.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it is a beautiful morning right now. And I'm very happy to have a very special friend as my guest this morning. Her name is Marcia Rudd, and she comes from Kansas. Remember the home of Judy Garland's character in The Wizard of Oz? Well, we've got Marcia. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Carmelita.
All right, now here we are in Radio Land.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I was listening to your applause. Did you hear the applause?
I did. That's lovely. Wherever that came from.
Applause is always good, isn't it?
Yes. No applause is not good.
Yeah. Well, you are a Tony-nominated actress of both stage and screen. And as I mentioned, you come from Kansas. And can you tell us how your journey to New York originated, how you wound up in New York?
I can make it as short as possible. I was born in Kansas and then moved around a bit with my family and ended up in Oklahoma for a number of years. And when I was in Oklahoma, I ran into a lovely dancer, performer, and suddenly I just became in love with stage. And so from a very early age, I was interested in being an actress, and later on I realized if I could sing, I would work more. And so then I fought my way to get to Northwestern University, and after Northwestern, I made it to New York, and then I did all the things we did then. We made the rounds, we did things, and end up eventually, after a number of years of work, on Broadway, and then decided to come out to California to pursue some television and film. And I've been doing it my whole life. So that's a short version.
Wow. Well, you know, we just heard a wonderful speaker talk about her journey, and it takes a lot of resilience, which is the word that
it
she
certainly
used,
has. Yes,
to,
I heard
to
that.
Keep your eye focused on the prize.
Yes.
And I think, you know, that takes an amount also of discipline as well as focus.
It really does take, and I think it takes, I don't know where it comes from, but you have to really want it. You know, it can't be just an idle, oh, geez, I think I'd like to, you know, do this. It has to be, it's a real profession. You study, you work, you keep at it, and you do what you can not to be discouraged. Because it's easy to get that way. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've come up with a saying that I've coined. Mm-hmm. I'm like the Goodyear tire. I just bounce back and keep right on rolling.
That's very good. You should put that on the pillow.
You like that?
I do.
Yeah, I've been saying
that. And that's
what
we have to do, yes.
Yes, that's exactly what has to be done. You have to just keep on keeping on. And he who, or she who stands the longest in the line wins.
Yes, it's true. And as long as you keep your motivation strong. I mean, some people just get tired of it, you know. They just get tired of the work, the frustration. And others, I don't know, we just seem to keep wanting it.
Yeah, you
so we
just
keep
on keeping on. Yeah, it's because
mm-hmm.
of the passion.
That's right.
You do what you
yes,
love. And,
is.
You know, when you're doing what you love, it's not really work anymore.
No, no. I said the only work part of it is getting the job. Once you have the job, that's the good part.
Yes, I've heard actresses and actors say also the same thing, that, you know, when you're doing what you love, you know, it's like you're being paid for doing
yes.
what you enjoy.
Oh, sure. It's the truth. I mean, I don't think that I've ever really thought about working for the money.
Uh-huh.
It has never been about that. Yeah. It's always been about wanting to do what I do, you know, the passion for being in theater. And it, I mean, of course, you have to rationally think about making a living, but that's never been my motivation. For pursuing
yes.
the theater, yeah,
yes,
and
there is another
ahead.
Saying too: do what you love, and the money will follow.
Right. I mean, that's always happened to me. Sometimes it follows more closely, and other times it follows a little behind. But it
yeah.
does, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen. I would like the audience to get some idea of what you have done, but. Before we go, you must tell us about mm-hmm. your movie that's coming out.
Oh, I should have done this movie. It's called An American Christmas. So it's playing on Showtime, I think right about now. And it's called, it has an added addition to its name. It's An American Christmas, An Odd Christmas. And it certainly is. it's a comedy of a very, I would say, dysfunctional family, and it's very comic. It's meant to be, obviously, but it's not like your usual Christmas movie. It's a little bit more bizarre and a little bit more fun.
Mm.
And then also, I don't know if I told you, I'm going to the desert in another week or two, in first week in January, to do a play in the Coachella Playhouse called Ballroom, which
mm-hmm.
has been around in several forms, but this is a whole new form. It was also on television as Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. And this is a new version with music and dance that's going to be at the Coachella Valley Playhouse in the desert. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
We'll find out.
Well, that's wonderful. And
so
you've achieved so much in the film and stage world. I know you've done a lot of off-Broadway productions. Can you tell us about some of the Broadway shows that you've done?
Well, I've done about, I guess, 5 Broadway shows. I think probably the most successful And the one that people would maybe know of was called Last of the Red Hot Lovers by Neil Simon. And I don't know if anybody out there, I hope, remembers this incredible comic actor, Jimmy Coco. He died about, I guess, about 10 years ago now, but he was a fabulous performer. And Jimmy and I and Doris Roberts, who became famous on the television show, I've just gone blank on the name of it. I'll think of it in a minute. And Linda Lavin, we're all in it for well over a year. And it was a comedy on Broadway that was incredibly well received. And that was, for me, it was a new experience because I had never done a show for that long. You can study, which I did at Northwestern University, but nothing prepares you for a really long run. You don't realize what it's like to do a show 8 times a week for a year. And it's a real learning experience.
Wow, I can imagine.
And there's nothing that you can do to prepare for that.
Mm.
I mean, there's nothing that says, here's how to do something for a year solid. And make it fresh every night and make it funny every night. So it was really quite something.
The thing of it is that the audience probably changes every night as well, and that has something to do with feeding back to the actors and getting an interaction between you and the audience.
Yes, if it weren't for that, if you had the same audience every night, it would be deadly. No, this is, you really can feel the difference between audiences. It's an interesting psychology. I don't know if anybody's ever done a study on it. But our response, I mean, your response on stage changes because of the response of the audience. And I don't know if they realize that, if they know that they're part of the real dynamic of a performance, a live performance. But they certainly are. And then once in a while, we had a matinee, and we had this audience who was like they weren't even there. It was the most bizarre thing because by that time we'd done it a long time and we knew where all the laughs basically were. And we got to our first surefire laugh, Jimmy, Coco, and I, and nothing happened. And Jimmy had these big black eyes and he looked at me and stared. And we both of us had a hard time keeping it together. And we kept going and we kept going. It got to be funnier and funnier and nothing happened. I mean, it was just so bizarre. And finally, we are both hysterical. We can hardly keep it together because it's gotten to be so bizarre. And eventually, I guess because we were so odd and so laughing so hard, they finally came with us. But we have no idea why that was the most bizarre performance that we'd ever had.
I'm looking at your bio, and it's speaking of The Last of the Red Hot Lovers, and how that led into a film debut in Jules Pfeiffer's black comedy, Little Murders, with Elliot Gould.
How
was it working with Elliot Gould? He's such a big name.
When I did with Elliot, this was like, I think, 1971, quite a few years ago. It was a very interesting time because I was also performing in the play on Broadway, and we were filming upstate, and so I would go to the show, do the show, be picked up in a car, be driven upstate, get about 2 hours sleep, and film Little Murders. So when I look at it now, I think, I don't know how I was even awake. I did the whole thing.
Oh my!
Was doing the Broadway show at the same time. And almost since you brought that up, I'd forgotten that because it was an extraordinary time. I was doing both things, and somehow, I guess because I was young, I managed to do it. But it was quite an experience. And so most of that, I think, I don't remember Elliot so much as just trying to get through, trying to make it through the thing. He was, he played an odd character, and so he was odd in it, and I was probably odd because I had no sleep, but we had a good time doing it. Yeah, it was quite an experience doing both things at the same time.
Wow.
I probably should have written a book about that.
And I want to bring up, because our time looking, keeping, mm-hmm. I'm keeping one eye on the clock.
Okay, I know you
that you were also brought into All in the Family. That was a huge hit, television hit show by Norman Lear, that he brought you into that with some guest spots. Can you tell us what it was like being in that show?
I don't even know how you know that. I don't know where that is. He was wonderful. He still is wonderful in that he keeps an eye on what's going on Broadway and in New York, and he looks for talent. So I guess he saw me in this, and suddenly I get a call he's going to fly me out to do All in the Family. It was a very exciting time. So I came out and did this funny little role on All in the Family. And then from that, they asked me to do a series with Bea Arthur, and we were all set to do what became Maude, and I had an obligation I couldn't get out of, and I couldn't do Maude. So it was Maude, and my character name was Carol, Maude and Carol, but instead became Maude, so that broke my heart. And probably I would be a really famous name today if I had done
absolutely. That was another huge show. And getting back to the character that you had as said Carol, it describes you as a sensible, outspoken daughter of a defiantly liberal
Where did
author.
You find this material?
And as you know, there's a presence of two different worlds right now in America.
Oh,
we've got the conservatives and the liberals. So, that dynamic alone makes great material for a comedy.
Well,
you know,
Bea Arthur was my mother, and I was her liberal daughter, and she was conservative. And we had a wonderful time. I mean, it just broke my heart that I couldn't do it, because we had such a good time together, Bea and I, and she was such a wonderful performer. And so that was one of my heartbreaks in my life, not to be able to do that.
Sometimes we get thrown a ball that left-handed ball, and we have to just keep going with the flow, whatever. Maybe there was something else better for you. But anyway, I want you to tell them once more about how they can hear the film that you just wrapped, because we're getting ready to get on our horse now and ride off into the sunset.
I know. Well, it's called An American Christmas. I think it's on Showtime, and I guess you have to look it up like I do.
Okay.
Christmas, A Very Odd Christmas, I think it's called.
A Very Odd Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Marcia, thank you so much for coming on as my guest. And it was a joy working with you on stage as well when
we
both
had such
were
a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, when we were in the Pink Ladies musicals. We were part of the Rockin' with the Ages gang with cast members
that
group. So keep on rocking, Marcia.
That's right. You too. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday coming up.
You too. Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Very interesting. You know, Denise, we're always impressed by Carmelita's guests.
Oh yes, she always has the great lineup.
And you know, Carmelita, I don't know if you've seen her at some. Well, you've seen her at some events. I'm always.
Oh, Carmelita is ageless. She's so beautiful.
Well, she is, because you'll be talking to her and she'll be getting an award, but then later she's on the stage and she can sing and dance. She's amazing. But we've got to move along here. We've got an interesting lady coming on. Her name is Mary Crowley. She is a journalist, a speaker, author, television personality, who is currently producing her award-winning doc series, Freedom Cry, Sex Trafficking in America, as well as a major motion picture on the 60s and 70s, The Prodigal, about Jesus Movement and Lonnie Frisbee. December 7th, Mary will be hosting the Holiday Freedom Bash, in Beverly Hills at the beautiful Edwards Laurel Galleries. And, you know, Mary is amazing. She's got her heart is set on and what she does. She really follows through. And she's also a resilient person that she just wants to, you know, reach her goals. And her goals is to fight the sex trafficking and everything. Mary, you on with us?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hi, Jim. Hi,
Mary. Hi,
Denise.
Sorry we're falling behind a little bit, but this is Denise Burkhardt. I think you know Denise, and Denise, you know Mary,
yes,
I believe.
Yes,
right?
I know. I love Denise. She's awesome. You're both awesome. So,
but,
it's good to
meet
you. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving,
yes,
everybody. We're rolling into now December 2nd, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Time's moving along. And Denise,
we're getting close
to
your Freedom Bash. Oh, how exciting.
That's right.
Yes. Well, you know, this will be my third one. You were at the first one in Beverly Hills at the Viceroy Limitage, Denise. And Jim
was
there, too. We had a red carpet.
And that was amazing. Yep. And Denise, I don't, you weren't there, but this was, Mary put together this beautiful event on the rooftop in Beverly Hills. It was gorgeous up there. But we didn't. The only thing Mary didn't have the connection with that night was with the weatherman. And we got hit with a thunderstorm, and part of it was covered up with the tarp, you know, on the roof. But part of it, you know, the awnings, but part of it where a lot of the electrical equipment was not. And, boy, the rain came down, and I looked down.
I think it was the best lightning show I've ever seen.
Was,
God was talking that
was
night,
amazing.
Saying, you know, he's ticked. You know, enough
was,
of this sex trafficking going on, women being stolen out of Walmart parking lots.
Exactly.
That's right.
But,
and so this Saturday is going to be in Beverly Hills again, only it's at a very beautiful gallery called Edwards Lowell Gallery, right there on 8712 Wilshire. That's right there, Wilshire and Robertson. So it's going to be great. It's going to be this Saturday from 6 is at the red carpet till 10. And we've got some great people that are coming. Yeah, 6 to 10. But we are going to have a red carpet. Easy Way is going to be working with us and Denise and everybody. But then we have this wonderful holiday buffet, as well as a great band, Bill A. Jones and the A Players. They were there last year at the, remember we did the one at the Dana Point. It was at the boat parade. We had one down at boat parade, and Bill A. Jones and the A Players came, and it was incredible. Weren't they an awesome band?
They are very talented. And you have everything.
Yeah, he was on Glee. He was actually on the show Glee. And he's got this incredible voice, so he's going to be doing a lot of Christmas songs, holiday songs, and then in between we'll do some Sinatra swing stuff. So it's going to be a great night. But we're going to show also some clips from the docuseries that I have coming out called Freedom Cry, Sex Trafficking in America, and some of the people that were actually in the movie are going to be there sharing their story of how one girl in particular named Ashley, who had been trafficked out of Los Angeles at 14, right in her parents' home. And literally she was threatened. They were going to kill her. They said, we will kill you if you bring anything up. So this stuff actually happens. And, you know, we need to really let people become aware of this is happening right under our noses to our children, grandchildren. It needs to be talked about. And we're launching our Free Too movement that night. Instead of Me Too, it's going to be Free Too. Because
free
we too, can set people that are enslaved free, and we all can help. So you guys all can get on board. Everyone listening, we can all get involved. Each one,
I was down in San Diego,
and Mary
I was talking to a district attorney down there, and I said, where does this, you know, there, it was all about a trafficking situation. I said, where does this take place in, you know, different counties? She goes, pick an intersection. That's how common it was. That was her answer.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, Mary was also talking to another one of our gals, Tess Cacciatore, who's been on the show. And there's a Gwen Alert app that you can get that actually protects you against sex trafficking that Mary's going to be, you know, sponsored by on this project as well. But this is something that we can do to protect ourselves because it videotapes and records and lets you send out immediately if you feel you are in a bad situation. And don't you agree, Mary, it's important to have these tools to protect ourselves?
It's very important because, as you said earlier, the scary thing is that they're going into parking lots of Target and Walmart and literally pulling up in, with a van. And this is why you have to be very – look around and see your surroundings because before they know it, they can pull in your child, your daughter, you, whatever. This has happened. And more commonly than we know. So we're not trying to get people afraid. What we're trying to do is get people alert. And with this Gwen Alert, you know, it's an important thing that, that you can send out these texts to people where you are and what's happening. So I think it's an incredible thing that
it's the boys too, Ms. Dazzulli. Don't be fooled. Our young men and a lot of these orphans that don't have family members and these loners and the homeless, they're trafficking the boys too. It's horrible.
Well, so, Mary, how's your award-winning doc series, Freedom Cry? Tell us a little bit about that, sex trafficking
in
America.
Well, it's a six-part series. It's a six-part series, and the first couple are done. The first one we have it is called The Grooming, The Seduction. So we're going to be showing a six-minute clip from the series that night. And then the second one is Pornography Fuels Trafficking. The problem is our country, our culture has become pornified. So everything is sexualized. And, you know, some people will go, well, boys will be boys. I mean, this is just normal stuff. Kids will look into stuff. But you don't understand the type of pornography. It's not like back when I was younger, all we had was Playboy that you might see. My dad never read Playboy, but other people, you know, their dad had a stack of Playboys and the kids would get into it, look at it sometimes. But I'm telling you now, this is hardcore porn that they're targeting our little 8-year-old kids to look at, and it's very addictive. So you really
and
have
then
to
have
sit
the cell
down
phones.
With your kids. Yes,
yeah,
they all have cell phones, and that's why. Well, Opal Singleton will be there that night. She wrote the book called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers, as well as she wrote Societal Shift. Next year, literally in 2020, the whole world will be connected by the internet. So it's really important that we educate our families, our children, and get them into a place that they know exactly what's happening so that they can become aware. And then they can tell their family. Like one of my friends, she actually works with a producer in Hollywood whose son is autistic. He was actually at school on his iPad doing homework when somehow hardcore porn came on his school iPad. And he went into the teacher and he told this friend too, and they were able, like, wow. I mean, they're hacking into some of these things that these kids don't even realize. They're just at school doing their homework. So he immediately told his teacher, and which was good. And so then, you know, whatever happened, they alerted, you know, the parents and they all sat down with their children and things. But so this is the thing. What we're doing is we're wanting to create content that is going to change culture for the good. But we first have to let people become aware of what's going on. And nobody really wants to talk about it, but we have to let people know. And so and once they know, you know, then people can understand that how to fight it. And so it's a good thing. We're fighting it, but we're also doing it where we are reaching out and helping these girls that have been caught up in it and helping them get counseling. They're actually, some of them are actually being in these places of these houses, these safe houses. It's really cool. God's got a network all around the country that we're working with these kids. So it's a good thing.
It's amazing. So you're dealing with you know, you've known Eric and you've been dealing with the Easy Way. How do you recommend working with Easy Way and what you've experienced?
Well, Easy Way has come out and been involved with a lot of things that we've done, the carpets and red carpet and everything, and, you know, really helped get the word out. So Easy Way is awesome. And, you know, if you want to get involved, if you want to come to the Freedom Bash, you know, we only have so many tickets available. They can go to actually the website, freedombash.com, and, you know, that they can purchase tickets on freedombash.com or Eventbrite under Freedom Bash. And we're going to be honoring Dante Sears, actually Eric's girlfriend. She's getting an award that night.
That's right.
And you can help honor Easy Way by honoring Easy Way and Dante Sears. And also Denise is getting
so
an award
much.
Coming up.
She's wonderful.
Denise is getting an award coming up in February at what award are you getting or that you're nominated for, Denise?
The Rose Diamonds Award. Yes.
Whoa, cool.
With Dick
the Rose Diamond,
I'm just
yeah.
so excited and grateful to be nominated. It's just a wonderful, you know, collaboration of ladies as well as your event, Mary.
Well, that's a great group. Yeah, that's a great group of people.
Yeah, and I plan on being there and supporting Denise that night. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to support each other, cheer each other on. We're not trying to compete.
Exactly.
We're trying to complete. And that's what we're
there
doing.
You go.
So you know what? If we all get together and we say, no, we're not on our watch, and you know what? People will just say, you know what? It's not worth it. You know, it's not worth it. Too many people are understanding how this is happening. And that people think, oh, it's in Thailand, it's in Cambodia, it's Philippines. No, it's happening right here in America. California is the number one state for trafficking.
You've got Ashley Trevino, traffic survivor, and Opal Singleton with Million Kids, and Dr. Dante Sears Henry. Some interesting people coming, along with Bill Jones and Player. This is going to be a fun event with the dinner and the silent live auction, dancing. You do put on some great events. I remember the one we had down in Dana Point with the boats.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was during the light show. That was amazing. So this is going to be another one. You do hit some home runs out there, Mary, and we really appreciate you coming on because we know you're busy, but keep up the good work, and we will all be down there together. We'll see you on the December 7th on Saturday at the Edwards Lowe Gallery, 8712 Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills. Be there or be square,
yeah.
Right, Denise?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
thank you, Mary, for bringing awareness to all of this, and you're just a wonderful person. Thank you so much.
Well, we love
thank
you guys. You're
thank
awesome.
You,
I'll see you Saturday. Okay. God bless.
Right.
Love
you.
You
guys listening. Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's talking about a good cause, what Mary's all about. And you know, it has to be done. You know, somebody has to go forward and do this. And there's groups out there because it's a big problem. And so we have senior benefits for veterans and seniors by Gerald L. Kane. You can call. Now, these are benefits that a lot of people don't know about. 818-424-2789. And he's the author of Unraveling the Secrets. And text VET to 818-532-5332. And you can call these numbers, 818-905-6088. And these are numbers that you can go on to archive shows, write them down, because Jerry has amazing tips that it blew my mind when I heard all these things that we could be getting and we're not getting because we're not paying attention. Well, Jerry knows. www.vapensionguide.com. Go to this stuff, and otherwise you miss out, Denise. You know, if you don't learn about it, you miss out. And,
that's right, and he's so knowledgeable, and he's helped so many people, and they're so happy now. It's just worth that call. What's that number again?
Oh, boy, that's for sure. All right, so you can call 818-424-2789, and you can text VET, the word VET, to 818-532-5332, or to go to vapensionguide.com. And I'll tell you, when you hear this stuff, you're going, you got to be kidding, you know, because the benefits you can get. And the Easy Way Fam Club, join on Facebook. And like Jennifer was talking about, this is a family. This is a family that supports each other, faith-based. Easy Way Fam Club group, join 1,100. What do we got? Other like-minded members are free. The group shares your message for free, guys. And it's growing like wildfire. And remember, also, Denise, you remember our own David Eugene Andrews book signing at the Gold Carpet event, Empires and Kingdoms, December 7th. And Dave will be there signing autographs and speaking. And there will be celebrities, and it'll be at Barnes & Noble at 6326 East PCH. And it's kind of down by the VA hospital down there by the college.
Yeah, don't miss it. That's a big deal.
This is going to be fun. And then, of course, easywaypromotions.com. And we got it simplified a little bit. Go to easywaypromotions.com or easywayinfo.com. And there's all the stuff. So if you're confused about Easyway, Eric, solve that problem. And easywayinfo.com, it's got everything on there. And Denise, we give you a big hug because you are just so talented with Easyway TV and what everybody's building. And this is helping, like, you know, getting things out there that are good, because there's a lot of things that aren't good out there. And
that's
this is
right.
Good stuff. We have good footage,
yep.
Good filming, good people. And that's what Easyway is about, you know. And the
I'm having a good time. Definitely, right. You know, it's right. Important to enjoy life.
Oh yeah, what the heck? And we love seeing you down here. We know it's a little bit of a drive, but I know one for sure. I'll be seeing you at as the IHP Global Conference and the Easyway Global Golden Gala, September 17th to the 20th at the Newport Beach Fashion Island Marriott Resort, and that's going to be something else down there. We're going to have a good time, and with Josh Lesky.
Yeah.
Josh is he was number one. A lot of people say, well, yeah, he was seventh runner up or sixth runner up, but nobody ever hears about the number one guy. You know, the guy who received the Mercedes for top sales, or the guy who received the Rolex watches. Well, that's the guy, Josh Lesky.
Honest. It's because he's honest, Mr. Zuli. You know,
when you play fair,
you get more people.
That's right. Yep. He's got good eyes, you know, and it's like you, Denise. You have good eyes. The eyes are the lamps of the soul. And we want to thank our guests for coming on, Jennifer Schultz and I'll tell you.
Mary Crowley. And Carmelita.
Mary, for coming on, and Carmelita's guest, and it just makes for an interesting show. But with that, I'm trying to beat the clock, Denise, but just can't stop time. We got to work on that. But anyway, guys, thank you, Denise, for co-hosting with me, and wish Aretha the best in her movie. And until next week, guys, keep moving, keep the faith, and do it the easy way. And next Monday morning, we will be there. Live for you, all of you. Talk to you later. Easy Way out. Radio Boomers Live. Till next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.